Master was Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. King Charles III undergoing treatment, remedy for his cancer. At the same time, the Prince of Wales, Prince William, has been carrying the duties of his father, and his wife has been out of the news for some days because of a surgery she had. At the same time, we have the usual melodrama of the second son, Andrew. And we also have Edward, who I believe is the Duke of Edinburgh, I think he is, the younger brother, carrying on his duties with his wife. So the royals are responding to the absence of the king at all of these important moments, except Gregory tells me that the king has rallied himself for the Commonwealth Games. What has he done, Gregory?
Not the Commonwealth Games, but the Commonwealth Day gathering is normally held in Westminster Abbey, as it has been this year. And the king wasn't present, but he delivered a televised speech, which was very impressive, very strong. He recorded the speech in late February, and it was somewhat emotional, but it went down very well, and it showed that the king has more than full grasp of his faculties, and is engaged in literally monitoring things on a minute-by-minute basis, as he always has done. He was represented by the Queen and by his sister, Princess Anne, as well as by the Prince of Wales and Prince Edward and the Duke of Kent and Prince Richard. But it's interesting that that you mentioned the Duke of Edinburgh. One of his younger sons, one of the younger brothers of King Charles, who was recently elevated to that title of Duke of Edinburgh, which was the title, of course, of Queen Elizabeth II's consort, Prince Philip. Now, what's happened subsequently, and just in the past week, is that the king has made the Duke of Edinburgh a member of the Order of the Thistle, which is the premier order of chivalry of Scotland, where you see the king most often wears the blue sash over his left shoulder and down over the right thigh. That's the British premier order, and the Scottish one, which is also worn over the left shoulder, is in green. That's the Order of the Thistle, and so that's very rarely given. And it's a high honor, and it's meant to reinforce the link between the Duke of Edinburgh and Scotland, and the Crown and Scotland. So that was very significant. So we're seeing that the King is busily building the base among his family, with the exception of the recalcitrant Prince Harry in the United States, who is never likely to return to any royal duties at all. And we're seeing now, watching where the king will start to show himself again. And I'm hoping that it's going to be Tribune of the Colour, King's official birthday date, June the 15th. He did take the salute at the Tribune of the Colour June the 15th last year, which was very significant because that was his first as king before the coronation. And he was, in all of these showings, at the Tribune of the Colour last year, at this latest televised address for Commonwealth Day, he's shown himself to be fully in command. And if you think about it, the king's cancer was just recently discovered, and we don't know the extent of it. It's presumably relatively serious. But he must have been weakened by this cancer over the past few years. And yet what we saw was this incredible amount of energy devoted to performing his duty. And we're not seeing any diminution of that even now, no. Because we know he's working, he's met with the Prime Minister, he's met with other ministers and the like. Very impressive. So I think what we will see if he's at the Tribune of the Colour this year.
We have 30 seconds. 30 seconds. King,
yep. Face to face with his mortality, but still hopeful of several more years of strong leadership.
Yes, Gregory, my observation is that he's become an inspiration for those of us who are lucky to have our seniority.
Absolutely. He has been a surprise to many in the clarity of his vision for the crown and his energy and his ability to talk at all levels of society. He is much less formal. He's much more emotional than Her Majesty was.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the King Charles III Report. But for a few conversations in the 18th century, we'd be part of the Commonwealth, too. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.